Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jackie Smith. And first of all, good morning to you, Jackie.
Good morning to you.
And Jackie, we're really pleased that you're one of the hostesses for the Christmas Walk, which benefits Family Crisis Support Network Victim Services. So why did you decide that you could do this, Jackie? You're new to town at this moment, and you just said, yeah, I'll do it.
Well, I grew up in Atlantic, and so when I moved back home and heard about this, I thought, oh, this will be wonderful to do, and plus where the money is going to is near and dear to my heart. Mm-hmm. And because there's so many people out there that need help with when they're in a situation that they need to get out of.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm just, when you say you grew up in Atlantic, I have a feeling you're going to see a lot of people that you haven't seen for a long
time. It's been like I have a girlfriend and I keep asking her, who is that? Because I'll recognize a face, but I can't put the name to it. And she's been helping me out to, you know, say, well, that's so-and-so. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Maybe we all should wear name tags.
Yes, there you go.
Because that's one of the things that I think is so neat about this event is that you do, you know, I see people I probably only see during this season, and it's really fun to see everybody. You don't have a lot of time to visit, but at least say hi and Merry Christmas, and, you know, it's part of the whole spirit of
yes.
the season. Yeah. Well, let's talk about your home. I guess first, this is 4 to 7 p.m. on December 4th. So 4 to 7, it's already dark. Are you going to have some outside lights?
Yes, I have outside lights and snowman outside and greenery. So it's all ready to go.
Good. Yeah, I'm glad because the weather says, you know, it's time not to have to be outside too much doing that kind of thing. So that's great. You've got that done. And that will help us recognize your house. I'm sure there'll be some kind of, I'm not sign or whatever that will say, at your address, which, again, we haven't said that yet.
It's 900 Poplar.
All right, 900 Poplar, Sunday, 4 to 7. And tickets are available at the house, or there are a number of places downtown that you can get tickets also. $10. And it, as we've said, benefits Family Crisis Support Network. Okay, we've talked about lights outside, snowmen outside. What are we going to see first when we walk in your front door, Jackie?
When you come in the front door, the Christmas tree is in the middle of the window. So when you not only see the outside, you'll be able to see the Christmas tree in the window. And there are lights inside the window. And then you're going to see snowmen, and you're just going to have a warm and cozy feeling. I have what's called a fake fireplace. It takes alcohol gel, and so when people come in, they'll be able to warm up a little bit when they pass by it. So the house just has a warm, cozy, curl-up-on-the-couch feeling.
Uh-huh. Would you say that is the major Christmas tree that we're going to see first? I know you have lots of them. Is that kind of...
Yes, that would be the major one that you see.
Okay.
And then throughout the house, there are little ones, medium-sized ones, tabletop ones, throughout the house and downstairs too.
Mm-hmm. What kind of decorations on this main tree?
The main tree are decorations that were used on my parents' Christmas tree and decorations that were given to me either from a piano teacher. And there's one special decoration that is a manger scene that was given years ago at the Presbyterian Church in Sunday school class in third grade. And I've held on to that all these years.
Isn't it fun when you unpack those and it brings back all those memories?
Yes. And then I have the date. I've tried to collect some of the dated ones or where I have lived.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk a bit more about that, but you've lived a couple of interesting places like Japan and Australia.
Yes. Japan, there isn't too much. With Japan, there's really nothing on the tree because Japanese do not celebrate Christmas, and so and the faces would be not like on Santa, would not be like what we're used to. But Australia, because it is summertime in Australia when we celebrate Christmas there, they would do the koalas, and I just thought they were so cute.
Well,
they have
cute.
The koalas in a snowman hat, and then a goodbye gift for me was a angel koala.
And, oh, fun.
And then there's a kangaroo on the tree with a joey in the pouch, and it's holding a sign because they called Australia the Land of Oz, and it has a date on it that the Wives Club made there.
Okay. So we'll have to be sure to look for those
yes,
because
mm-hmm.
those are ones we're not going to see at anybody else's house.
Yes,
those are
correct.
Very, very special. Okay, where do we go next after the first entry room there?
Well, the kitchen, the living room and the kitchen flow together. So when you walk in, you're going to see the living room, and then you'll take a look into the kitchen area. And as you go to the kitchen, again, it's the snowman, the Christmas dishes with the snowman on them. Then some candy at Christmas time, the candy canes and different types of candy in little dishes. And I don't have any children, so it makes it very easy to keep the candy out. And then if you go down the hallway, you will see more of the house decorated. Every room in the house has either a tree in it or decorated pretty thoroughly.
Pretty thoroughly. And you've mentioned snowmen several times, so I'm assuming that's sort of a collection that you've had.
Yes, yes. I started that probably about when they first came out, and then would add to it. And another reason is after Christmas, it can be kind of blah. So the snowmen stay up, maybe up until Valentine's Day, because I consider him not to be associated with Christmas, but be associated with winter.
Mm-hmm. With the winter season, yes. And they are so cute.
Yes.
All different, I'm sure, shapes, sizes, really, really cute. Jackie, we start out by saying that you grew up in Atlantic, but let's talk a little bit about your parents and some of your memories when you were a child of Christmas in Atlantic.
Oh, my father, who is Dr. Ralph Smith, he is still here in Atlantic. And my mother, Betty Smith, but my mother's been gone now for many years. And I miss her dearly. And it was her love of Christmas and decorating that I picked up. And my parents always had Christmas very special for us children. Mm-hmm. It was a wonderful time of year. And even when I got older and moved away, and then many years now, my father has driven to see me for Christmas, and it was like he was my Christmas present or my so-called Santa Claus, because he just made Christmas very special for him to be there.
You also had a very special neighbor that kind of really added to the Christmas spirit.
Yes, her name was Martha Beekman, and we called her grandmother. She was our pretend grandmother, and she would come to our house Christmas morning. My dad would go and pick her up, and she would come with a big tray of homemade pecan rolls, dinner rolls, Christmas cookies, and then gifts for his children, which she would give me a doll that she got at the grocery store, and they were called American Reading Dolls. And then she would make clothes for these dolls. So those dolls were very special. In fact, two of the dolls I still have that they will see on the Christmas
show.
Good.
Okay, we'll have to be especially watchful for those, too. Most of the homes we visit, there are so many things you really have to look, and I know we won't see everything, because it's just so great that all of you who are hosting these just really go all out for Christmas and share your homes. It's really a nice, nice feeling, Jackie. Any other kind of special thing, or you have any rooms that are a special color theme or any other kinds of themes? I mean, we've done the snowman thing.
No, not really. I do have a home office, and I even decorated it, because I spend about 8 hours a day in my home office working. So the theme throughout the house mostly is just greenery, snowman, and maybe some the gingham or the country type of ribbons, country decorating.
Okay. And you mentioned your office. You might mention, I think you're one of those great examples that you don't have to have an office somewhere else. You can do your work right from home.
Yes. I was living in Texas, and my company said that I could work from home. And so they would move me anywhere. And I decided to come back to Atlantic. And because I got tired of city life, and I wanted to be closer to my father and friends. And my job is PAT technology with my head office in Canada. And the product we sell comes from England. And I sell fume extraction for laser applications. And so I'm working with the whole United States. And I can work with a computer, Skype, and a telephone. That's all you need nowadays.
Isn't that great? Technology can be wonderful. In this case, you've really put it to use. So, Jackie, again, your address?
900 Poplar,
Okay, come and see all the snowmen and all the other things. And this is on Sunday, December 4th from 4 to 7 p.m. and benefits Victim Services Family Crisis Support Network. And get your ticket ahead of time at several places, or just get it at Jackie's house or any of the others, because there's no special order.
No.
Just whichever house you'd like to go to first, that would be the one to see. So we want to thank you very much, Jackie.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure, and it's been a joy to do this, and for a great cause.
Okay, and we'll see you on Sunday. And until next time, here's a thought. How we spend our days is how we spend our lives.